A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jake Berry, and you're with Talk TV. And I'll tell you, my friends at home, that the debate about how we get Sick Note Britain back to work has raged here in the studio all the way through. There was almost a punch-up at one point. I almost had to intervene. All the way through the break. And so, Sarah, thank you for calling in, but we still want to hear from you at home on 0344 499 1000 about how we get Sick Note Britain back to work. But before we talk about that, I need to just mention that another one of my colleagues, hot on the heels of Lee Anderson, has defected to the Reform Party. He is that well-known politician called Mr. Barker. I've got his name written down somewhere. I don't mean to be rude about it. But he was our candidate to be the mayor of Greater Manchester, and he has defected to Reform, saying that the Conservative Party has given up on places like Manchester to concentrate on Lib Dem-facing seats in the south. Reem, is Mr. Barker right?
Well, I didn't know who he was before today, before seeing us in the headlines, and the fact that you also forgot his name, I think, tells us everything we need to know.
Sorry, I found my note. He's called Dan Barker. Dan, sorry, that was a bit rude.
Dan Barker and Lee Anderson and all of these politicians seem to think that defecting is going to solve any of their problems are honestly, quite frankly, deluded. Reform, bless them, you know, they're really trying their best, but they're not going to get anywhere. The Conservative Party, what I do think, and this is a political point, I do think that the best thing to do is to fight within the Conservative Party. And I myself am dismayed by how ideologically undriven the party seems to be. So go and fight for it. Don't jump ship.
Well, the thing is that when Lee Anderson joined the Reform Party, I like Lee. He's a great guy. I'm sorry we've lost him. I was rumoured, my friends, to be about joining the Reform Party. I won't join Reform because I'm a Conservative. I want to be a member of the Conservative Party and campaign and see a Conservative government. But you don't often have that tribal identity, which I have as a Conservative, within the Conservative Party, but you do have that tribal identity in Labour, don't you, Stella?
Personally, I definitely do. And for me, as an immigrant, it is something that I know will make a lot of people trust my political opinions, perhaps less. But for me as an immigrant, I do feel like the Labour Party is my family because I did join in the first few years that I was in the UK. So for me, they were really my first support network. And I do feel very, very loyal to the party, as you say.
But isn't that the big step, though? Because even if the Conservative Party may currently be a bit of a dysfunctional family, most families are dysfunctional, my own, it is a massive thing to leave one political party and join another.
I think the Conservative Party is loyal to winning. That's what they are loyal to. And I think that a lot of Conservative MPs and politicians, the reason why they're thinking that is it's extremely convenient, right? They're deciding to defect to Reform a few weeks after it started to be rumoured that, oh my God, Reform could actually overtake the Conservatives.
As I say, my name is floated out there. I don't know by whom, but as I say, it's not true. I think it was Reform briefing out saying, oh, there's all these big scouts coming, there's more coming. I mean, Dan Barker has had his moments in the sun, former Conservative candidate for the mayor of Greater Manchester. He's not a household name in the way that Lee Anderson is as a presenter of a national television show.
That's true. And I think it is unfair to say that, you know, all they want to do is just win an election and for the sake of it, which, I mean, of course, politicians want to win an election because ultimately they believe that their ideas are what's going to make this country a better place. And so they want those ideas to be implemented in government. Now, unfortunately, I think that for the Conservative Party itself, it seems to have lost its ideological direction. Obviously, the Conservative Party isn't conservative. I think many would agree within the party itself. But also, you know, from the Labour Party side, of course you're going to continuously want to, the Labour Party to win. And if you do genuinely believe that the Labour Party is going to lose, it could be overtaken by another party, would you not leave?
If I thought that the Labour Party was to be overtaken by another party, no, I wouldn't leave, actually.
You wouldn't leave?
Yeah, I don't think I would leave. I think it would take a lot for me to leave the Labour Party, but that's just personal. I don't think that it has
implications. But I think what we have to accept is that everyone who comes on the show is a business on the show. We are political anorex. We do not represent the normal population. People's political affiliations have become much more fluid, and I think that's why we're seeing the Reform Party on 15 points in the polls, and the Conservatives on 19 points. If repeated at a general election, Reform probably still wouldn't win its seats, but it'd be a wipeout for the Conservatives.
And, of course, the way that the Labour Party has recovered from the 2019 election shows you that political affiliations really are not what they used to be. I mean, we have some of wealthier people and right-wing people are turning even to the Labour Party right now, which I really didn't expect to see 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm. Well, look, joining me now is a former Number 10 advisor and founder of the Conservative Home website, Tim Montgomery. Tim, I don't know if you could hear what we were talking about. We were just getting on to this astonishing poll that puts the Conservative Party just 4 points ahead of Reform. I mean, forget the fact that the Labour Party was 25 points ahead of us. It seems to be the new discussion on political shows, and for those of us who care deeply around politics, is, you know, is Reform going to take over the Conservatives? What do you think is going to happen, Tim?
Well, good morning, Jake. Good morning to your other guests. Well, first of all, this is before Nigel Farage has potentially re-entered the fray. Nigel Farage is probably the most potent politician in Britain of the post-war era, rivaling Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair as a sort of a vote grabber. And if he comes in as sort of the front person for the Reform Party, I think it won't be long at all before the Conservative Party is the third-placed party in Britain's opinion polls. And we wouldn't have predicted that a year ago, would we, Jake?
No, we wouldn't, Tim. But, look, you've been... In fact, we've known each other a very long time. You and I have been around Conservative Party politics for a very long time. Look, what can we do about it, then?
Because you're making that sound very old, Jake.
I know, but we are old. We are old. I had a full head of hair when you first met me. But what can we do about it, though, Tim? Because, you know, I do recall, but this isn't the first time this has happened. Back in 2019, Theresa May got 8% in a national election, and then Boris Johnson, albeit they changed prime minister in the interim, came on and won the greatest election victory the Conservative Party has known.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since Margaret Thatcher, so if we accept that this is a massive issue for the Conservative Party and therefore the Conservative government and those of us who are Conservatives, what on earth can be done about it?
Well, look, I don't think we have a trick that we can play like we did in that period you described. Then people still wanted Brexit to be done. There's no issue like that that the country is consumed by in the same way. We were earlier in the parliament. People hadn't got so bored with us. They were giving us the benefit of the doubt still. And Boris Johnson was, you know, the knight in shining armour on the other side of the hill that people knew was available as sort of the weapon for the Conservative Party to turn to. There isn't an obvious successor to Rishi Sunak in the same way. So a transformation in the Conservative Party's fortunes isn't possible. I personally still would get rid of Rishi Sunak, because I think the challenge of the Conservative Party now is damage limitation, just stopping the situation getting a lot worse. And Rishi Sunak, I'm afraid, a nice man, a decent man, a family man, but he can't do politics. You know, how long has he been prime minister now? I still don't really know what he stands for, what he believes in, what he wants to do with government. And I don't know whether you know what he wants to do with government.
Well, one thing we do know he wants to do is to stop the boats. And, of course, Wednesday this week saw 500 migrants, the highest on record this year. I think this year so far we're up on 10% on last year, which was quite a good year. It actually cut the number of people coming over by a third. And there is a belief, I think, in Number 10 Downing Street, and some of my colleagues in the Conservative Party think that actually this, if we can stop the boats, that could be a unifying rallying cry to Britain, a bit like Brexit was. What do you think of those most recent numbers with people crossing the Channel, Tim?
Well, they're appalling. And I think people look at those small boats crossing the Channel, and I think it offends their basic idea of what government should provide. Government should be about defence of the realm, keeping our streets safe. And the idea, really, of people breaking into the country, which is effectively what is happening, offends people's idea of what good government should provide. And I think it's particularly upsetting to natural Conservative supporters. Jake, our party has traditionally been the party of law and order. And I think we're failing in that regard at the moment. And I don't oppose the Rwanda bill, but even if it passes in the next few days, and I appreciate what you've just said about being willing to be in Parliament day after day to get it passed, the numbers that Rwanda would take in terms of the number of migrants are just so small, hundreds rather than thousands. I just don't think it is the solution that we need. We need a much bigger agreement. We need a much bolder set of policies.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Just to give you some hope, as we were facing that terrible election strife when we got 8%, I was in the cabinet. As I walked into Downing Street, I turned to a journalist and said, the darkest hour always comes before the dawn. And then we had the dawn of Boris Johnson. Now, you may think that was a good or a bad thing for the country, but for the Conservatives, at least we went on and won that election. Some of you are still getting in touch, by the way, on our big debate here today on Talk TV is how do we get Sick Note Britain back to work? Let's keep those calls coming in. Someone who's made it through the switchboard of hell. It's quite good fun, actually. Don't worry, we won't keep you waiting long. Is Pam from Northumberland. Pam, thank you for calling into the show. Are you concerned about this big growth in the number of people claiming out-of-work sickness benefits?
I am. But the sad part about this is, regardless of whoever and wherever you lady or gentleman are coming from when you have the conversation, you all miss the elephant in the room. I have first-hand experience of this, and that when I'd worked all of my life, never missed, never had a day off, and collapsed. And I was 44 years of age with the GPs, and I kept saying, this isn't me, there's something seriously, seriously wrong going on. And it was mental health, and I asked them, please, will you refer me through? Please refer me through. I've always worked. And instead, I was left with GPs handing out prescriptions for antidepressants. And I was left for almost 6 years before I ended up seeing the consultant. And he heaved a sigh of relief because I then had the correct diagnosis, which was bipolar 2. The tragedy was, because they kept giving me antidepressants, it's the worst thing you can give to someone with my condition.
Can I just ask you, and it sounds like you've had an absolutely terrible time, and I'm glad that you are now making progress with it. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just ask you, you've had a terrible time. I'm delighted to hear that you're starting to make some progress with it now. The big question is how do we support people back into work? No one on this show has said that people are unable to work like you found yourself, no fault of your own, worked hard, a real grafter, worked every day of your life. There's no question about whether we should support people who find themselves in the terrible situation you found them in. But is there the help there, as someone who's experiencing this and has experienced this yourself, is there the help there to help you get back into work? Because it sounds to me, from what you've said about being a grafter and always putting the work in, that if someone could help you, you would be, you know, I guess happy to go back to work because you've worked your whole life. It's what you do.
That's true. But the bottom line was, it was still the National Health Service that has the fall They refuse to put you through the system. Then they say they don't have the funds to run the system. So what happens is you're compounded. Now, mine was mental health. You've got people who are requiring orthopedic major surgery.
Yeah.
Some have been left 3 and 4 years. If they'd had their surgery within the first 18 months, you would find 90% of those people would have gone back to work.
Look, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for calling in. So your solution, because people watching want to hear not what I've got to say, but what you've got to say, is fund the NHS better or get the NHS working to get people back to work. How interesting. Thank you, Pam.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.